Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me to attending this meeting. This is the first time. If I don't explain anything clear, please feel free to interrupt. So I work at the Mars and Ear Scapens Eye Research Institute. In my lab, we develop vision assistance technology, also doing low vision research. And today, mainly want to talk about a new app we recently released to the public. It's called All Aboard. And the reason we decided to develop this and release to the public is because we know that the micro navigation is a problem for blind people. And you can travel using Google Maps, helped by, like, for instance, Google Maps. But when you get to this so-called destination, the Google Maps tells you have arrived at your destination. But in many cases, that you may not exactly at the location. Could be because the error in GPS accuracy. Like taking public transportation for another example is that not only the GPS is not pinpoint accurate, also there's another error from the digital map. So Google Map has those bus stop location in the digital map, but that location is not super accurate. So it has the error in the map itself. So for a normally sighted person, it's not a problem, because once they get to close to the bus stop, they can use their eye to find the bus stop. But for a blind person, it could be a problem. And I learned this from Perkins School for the Blind, because they have a app called Blind Way. They realize there's such an issue, so that's why they developed this Blind Way app and ask volunteer to annotate the landmarks, tactile landmarks around the bus stop. Like, for instance, there's a hydrant near the bus stop, or there's a tree near the bus stop. That may be useful for blind person. And I noticed that these days it's probably not that easy to get enough crowdsourcing to help to contribute those landmarks to this app. So I'm thinking about how we're going to expand to other cities. Blind Way works for MBTA in Massachusetts. What if we want to have this app available or work for another city? So you need the volunteers again to contribute to this annotation. So my lab come up with another solution. We use computer vision or AI technology so that we can recognize the bus stop. So if you're taking out your phone and the app can search your surrounding, once it find the bus stop sign, it can estimate the approximate distance and is using auditory cue to guide you walking towards the bus stop sign. So this is how the app works. So here I'm going to demo a video. This video shows a real case when the person tried to walk to a bus stop and he used the Google Maps first and then used All Aboard.
This is a screen recording video of testing an All Aboard app in Google Maps on a smartphone for navigating to a bus stop. Before the user launched All Aboard app, he was on the right side of the street, facing south, but Google Maps showed he was on the other side of the street. The user launched All Aboard app to find the bus stop and his surroundings. When the phone orientation is upright, the app makes a sonar-like sound.
So here I want to explain a little bit more. To help users aiming their camera forward properly, our app can detect the orientation of the app. So if your camera is pointing down too low or too high, not forward, you will not hear any sound. That means the app is not working. So you have to kind of hold your phone properly, almost 90 degree. This is, you know, some tolerance, like 85 degree to 95 degree-ish. So within that range, that means your camera is facing forward properly. Then you can hear this sound, like a sonar. It's kind of detecting something. And when you hear the sound, that means that now the app is working.
Indicating the app is searching for bus stop signs. The four levels of sound pitch roughly represent different distances to the bus stop sign.
Yeah, if you hear this speech, that means you're very close, probably within 1 or 2 yards to the bus stop sign. You know, you're close enough.
The user switched back to Google Maps. While he was physically at the bus stop, Google Maps showed he was still 50 feet away from it.
Okay, so I just use this video to demo that sometimes if you follow, you don't have to always trust Google Maps because it can give you the error. So this is the app. We already released the iOS version. If you have any, if you are Apple iPhone users, you can feel free to download and try it out. And the purpose today, I like to get some feedback or suggestions, comments, or if you have any requests, I like to hear. So this app works in Massachusetts for MBTA and also for some other cities like Chicago, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Los Angeles, and it can also work in Toronto, Canada, London, and Germany. So currently, that app can work for 10 bus transit, and this can expand to other cities. We are thinking about maybe in the future, we can also expand to a store like a Starbucks. Starbucks typically are marked by their sign. And if you want to get a coffee, couldn't find the store precisely, you can use this app as well. The app can guide you to the bus stop sign, Starbucks entrance. So this is just our plan for the future. We want to expand this app to help with micro navigation.
I'm wondering whether you have an option already or whether you would consider an option instead of having it make a sound that it would vibrate in a certain pattern. I would think that would be most helpful for deafblind users. And also, if there were other announcements being played on your phone, it wouldn't interrupt those.
Vibrate, we did have that. We tested and we find out that actually can cause a problem. Because when your phone is vibrating, it shakes the camera.
Mm. All right.
So the image we get, we just couldn't make it work. So that's why we disabled that.
I actually did a lot of testing with Blind Ways, and I love the idea of having vibrations. I understand why you can't. The one thing that I find problematic about Blind Ways is there is a lot of traffic. As an example, often it's hard for me to hear what the information is coming from my phone. If the accuracy is improved by using this app, that will be terrific, because sometimes I have found that the clues that people have provided aren't really very helpful. So sometimes when I've used it to locate a bus stop, I don't really know that I'm that close to where the bus stop is. Have you found that the accuracy is significantly better with all of
We haven't done the test yet. We only did a very pre-pilot test in Los Angeles. We only compared with Google Map. Mm-hmm. We haven't compared with Blind Way yet. I just tried myself in my neighborhood using Blind Way. Mm-hmm. And I did notice, like you said, I did notice some issues. And the clue is actually not accurate, or sometimes there's simply no clue. It says there's no landmark around the bus stop. For me, it's a kind of empty clue. Yeah, Bruce, I did notice there's some issue, but we haven't really tested the Blind Way compared with Overboard yet.
What if you're approaching the bus stop and you're not facing the sign directly? How does the app determine or guide you to the point where you know you're actually getting a location on that sign?
I think we need to work with a mobility orientation specialist to kind of figure out a way to use that. So currently, I'm thinking about if you want to go take a bus, I assume the Google Maps should tell you that which side of a street you should walk on. You know, the bus is driving on the right side of the street. So you should always try not to go beyond the bus stop. Before you arrive the bus stop, you should put out the order board early If you go beyond, of course, you will never find the bus stop sign. And but in some cities, they have this bus stop sign on both sides. So that it's much easier, but it's not the case in Massachusetts. Yes, it could be an issue.
I don't like the idea that the app becomes silent when the camera is not pointed, because I can't tell the difference between the camera's not level and the app just failed on me.
I see.
I think I'd like some kind of audio clue saying, please adjust camera or something to that effect. The other problem that I'm having this time of year is that the bus cannot actually get close to the actual bus stop. It's not shoveled out. There's snow and ice, and the bus will stop sometimes 50 feet from the stop and pick up passengers. And I'm wondering how would I ever know that that is happening? And my final question is, I believe in San Francisco, they are installing smart street signs that have solar panels on them, and they broadcast a Bluetooth signal. This is Main Street. This is Main Street. And I'm wondering if we had bus stop signs that had that functionality, how would that compare to the use of your app?
Instead of compare, we actually thinking about we probably should collaborate with different technologies. So as I know, some want to make the city smarter, more friendly for visually impaired people, bus riders. And some use the Bluetooth technology, attach this a beacon attached to the bus stop, booth, bench, or sign. The pool. I think those technology may work. It's costly because you need an infrastructure. You need to change the whole city. You know, you have to put all those beacons on all the bus stops, and you probably have to replace the battery every 1 or 2 years. Otherwise, you have to mount the solar panel, etc. So those are infrastructure. So we're thinking about can we do something like before those infrastructure investment, we can do anything. So that's why we focus on this computer vision AI solution. That means you don't have to do anything. All you need is just a smartphone. You can immediately have the solution. But we do want to work with all other player in this area, like a map or like you said, the Bluetooth announcement, etc.
Does the phone need to have LiDAR capability? I'm curious how you're getting the proximity. I couldn't quite hear the whole demonstration, but it seemed like as you get closer to the sign, the pitch changes. So I was just curious how the app detects the distance.
It's a completely computer vision.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Okay. So you don't need the LiDAR
no.
feature. Okay. Oh, that's cool. It seems like it wouldn't be too much of a leap to be able to use other signs, like you said, like Starbucks.
Yeah.
And also, if you could, the user, like say I want to go get my haircut, and the place I get my haircut is called Headlines, where I could type in Headlines, then you'd need something more like text recognition, right?
Yes.
That's a little different than, I suppose, what you're using. Using pattern matching.
Yeah. And actually, my lab also have another app called a Supervision Search. Basically, use the camera, you can search text in your surrounding.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what that's kind of what I was getting at. Like if I could type in the name of the store or the place I want to go, and then it would search for that in your environment. Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. So those are two things. One is do the OCR, recognize text. Another is to recognize objects, things. So the bus stop sign is a thing.
Gotcha.
The supervision search is text. Hopefully we can kind of combine all the functions in one app. You know, but as a research lab, we just roll out those one by one. It takes years to work on it.
What is the cone of detection? How far out and you know, how spread out does the camera pick up the image?
Currently, we did some tests in a good weather, not dark. At least it can pick up from 50 feet away.
Assuming the camera is being held, say chest level, you know, 4.5-5 feet high. If a sign is, say, 50 feet out, so I'm assuming that it's looking up pretty high, or if the camera's sign is on a tall pole, or how's this?
It's not that super crucial, especially when you're far away. This is because the field of view of the camera is wide enough horizontally typically has a 60 degree field of view. Vertical is probably 40 degree field of view. So if you're kind of far away from the bus stop, it can easily capture the bus stop sign. But when you're getting close, but you do need to realize when you're getting very close, you have to make sure that it's not outside of the field of view.
Right.
I guess they need some training. But it's not a critical issue. In case the bus stop is outside of the field view, you just need to scan, rolling, panning, and try to find it. Yeah.
The other thing is, because someone had mentioned about, putting in, searches for certain things. I would find this really useful if you could actually help the system learn, say, if you knew where you wanted to go and you could actually teach that you wanted to go to a particular place or sign, that you actually have your app able to learn from taking a picture of an object or something, so you could kind of input that into your databases to make it a little easier, because that would make more sense to me. Or even having a cloud-based setup where people could actually train from this signage, you would expand the use of this by a big amount, because finding the bus stops is one thing, but I would love to be able to go buy a bunch of stores and know what's in the stores. That would be my dream.
Yeah, excellent. You are thinking exactly what we're thinking about. we are working exactly. We want to develop that. We evaluate the current technology. I don't think that it's that mature yet to release an app that can be practically very useful for really impaired. I know there's some app, they try to use AI to recognize things. I test myself, honestly, I don't think that it's good enough. Why this time we want to release this bus stop is because each city, they have this very unique bus stop sign design. They have their own style. So this bus stop sign supposed to be different from many other things. It's different from other street signs. So this make it easy to recognize. And the second is, in one city, there's only one bus stop sign design, or maybe slightly different. You may have two, like in Massachusetts, the new design has some yellow color, but the old one only have a red and black color. Slightly different, not a big deal. So let's make it practically feasible. You can reliably detect those bus stop signs. But if for many other things, in our daily life, too many things, if you won't have an app that can recognize most of them, it's very difficult. So we are trying to come up with some solution that can be practically, before it became practically useful, we will not release those apps. But we are doing the research.
So you mentioned that you're exploring doing this with Starbucks. I'm assuming that the sign for Starbucks is maybe 10 or 15 feet high or something. Of course, we'd be most interested in actually finding, like John said a few moments ago, the doorknob. So how does that work if the sign isn't where the door is?
I don't know yet. This is why I want to discuss with your people, understand the needs very well. If we have this Starbucks sign detection available, we probably will not release this function just yet, because it's just only a half solution. Get you very close, but we want to help you to really find the door exactly. So we want to have all the solution ready and then release it.
Ira has signed agreements with a number of different companies, including Starbucks, that Ira is free when you're in a Starbucks. Now, I don't know how close you actually have to get to the Starbucks for Ira to start working for free. I don't know if you actually have to physically be inside or 5 feet from the door, or exactly what. With Ira, with what is it, Wegmans or Wegmans, and with Target, they've already have some agreements for their stores. Mm. Bank of America also.
I have been outside of Target one time, not actually in the store, but I was able to use the Ira. But again, I don't know how far away you have to be, but you don't have to be inside the store for sure.
We can, by detecting signs, logos, you can get in like a within 5 or 6 feet or 1 meter.
How much does your app cost, if anything? And secondly, how are you financed?
I want to make all those apps completely free. I don't even put in the advertisement in it. Completely free. I try to get the funding from a philosophical donor. And in this case, the Overboard is funded by Microsoft. We also want to continue the research, scientific research, and also development funded by NIH, by federal government. My interest is not just helping visually impaired. I'm also interested in scientific research. So by release those app and have many users, so I can do my research. If the app is free, I think it's easier to attract enough users. That is a very good treasure for us to do the research. After we release this Overboard to the public, Microsoft seemed to be very happy with that. And they're going to write a blog about this. So I hope that they can fund us continuously.
Thank you so much, Professor. That's much appreciated. Good job.
Thank you.